It's time for the Podketeer Podcast.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That's spelled Tigger.
Now, isn't this a clever disguise?
It's the Podketeer Podcast with your host, Mark Tanner. Take it away, Mark.
This could be about anything. And if you're like me, you wait and see. For I've got curiosity.
Hello, Podketeers, and welcome to episode 63 of the Podketeer Podcast. Your weekly source for everything Disney. Everything Disneyland, that is. Once in a while, we stray and give you some other goodies, but most of the time, it's just Disneyland. Haven't been to the park all week, but I am going tomorrow. I am fortunate enough to have 3 days off of work, so I'm going to wander out to the park tomorrow and just see what's up. I haven't seen the new Halloween stuff. Everything I've got on Halloween's been secondhand. Although my daughter did go today, and she kind of filled me in on what was up. So I'm just chomping at the bit to get out there and ride the different overlays. I haven't ever been on the Space Mountain Halloween overlay. My daughter has, and that's her thing, the roller coasters. A little too much for my old back, but I'm definitely going to go on the Haunted Mansion. I like that every year. Now, I haven't heard that there was anything drastically different on the inside. They usually change it up a little bit, but I did notice on the outside they've changed the ribbon over the entrance. It looks different than it did last year. I've got pictures of last year, and you can see it's a little different. But nothing drastic. I've got a nice little segment coming up here that I put together, kind of a Halloween bend to it. I'm going to slowly but surely get into the Halloween season, because there really isn't a whole lot to holiday-wise or anything between now and Halloween, so I'll just concentrate on a little bit of Halloween stuff every week. I haven't heard anything new on D23. Something I did want to mention is if you want to get some discount tickets, if you participate in the Chalk Walk on October the 14th, you can get tickets to Disneyland for $45 for one park or $65 for a park hopper. And you can buy up to 5 tickets, but you have to at least pay to participate in the Chalk Walk. And you have to raise a $50 donation. So, even if you don't want to walk, if you will do all of the stuff leading up to getting your wristband, that's what you have to do, is you have to get the wristband in order to get your tickets. So you might take a look on the website. On the Disney website, there's lots of information there about that. So just go to Disneyland.com, and you can check on the Chalk Walk. It's C-H-O-C, Children's Hospital of Orange County. So it's a good cause. And well worth donating the money, even if you weren't going to get something back from it. But, how else are you going to get into Disneyland for $45 these days? Okay, hey, now on with our little Halloween news segment. Coming right up.
Call it one and all tonight. It's hopping at the hall tonight. Dropping at the ball tonight. Disney's Halloween treat.
It rests on 13 acres of earth, over the very center of hell.
Hey, when cruelty knows no bounds, when evil knows no limits, revenge strikes with its most frightening power. They called her One Eye.
They live on flesh and subsist on blood. They're hundreds of years old and look decayed. They rise at night and can't be stopped.
It's not zombies or ghouls or any of them things. It's just weary cast members and people getting ready for Halloween out at the Disneyland Resort. After all, according to Disneyland, Halloween started on September the 14th. And all of your favorite Halloween things are back with a few surprises. They're going to be things at both Disneyland and California Adventure this time, involving Halloween. They've got the usual pumpkin out there next to the flagpole, and the jack-o'-lanterns in all of the shops, and so forth and so on. But they've got a few new things. They've got the Halloween Jamboree there in the back of the park at Big Thunder Ranch. And that involves Billy Hill and the Hillbillies. And they've got the usual Ghost Galaxy at Space Mountain. And the Haunted Mansion overlay is just about the same. There's a few differences in the decorations, but nothing drastically different. Let's see here. They've got the Dia de los Muertos. Pardon my Spanish. Which is the Festival of the Dead, which is coming to the park back at the Mexican restaurant. Now that's going to be celebrated on November the 1st. So it's a day after Halloween. And they're going to have games at the Big Thunder Ranch, like the Witch's Hat Ring Toss. And they can also color a Halloween mask. And several times a day, characters are going to lead the young guests on a parade to show off their masks. Let's see, one of the new songs out there with Billy Hill and the Hillbillies, you're going to be doing The Devil Went Down to Georgia, which is appropriate for Halloween. And they're going to have a tent with a magic cauldron sideshow where guests can conjure up a Disney villain and get their picture taken with them. They're going to, at California Adventure in Hollywood Land, they are kicking on a Frankenweenie theme, and they're previewing a 4D version of Frankenweenie there where the Muppet 3D Adventure normally sits. And let's see here. The real fun begins on September the 28th when Mickey's Halloween Party returns. I'm going to be out there on October the 15th. And I will be dressed as Obi-Wan Kenobi, a younger version, a little bit younger. I have a brown robe and a blue lightsaber, so if you see me wandering around the park, tap me on the shoulder and say, "Hey, I like that podcast," or "Hey, I hate that podcast." I hope it's not that you hate the podcast, though. And hey, a little non-Halloween news. Got a couple of rides closed down. The Storybook Land canal boats and the Circus Train are both closed down. That's not going to be that big a closure and shouldn't take too long. Indiana Jones, however, is going to be closed until early December. One other thing, they've got a new shop in New Orleans Square called Pirates League. And what they do there is they kind of do the same thing they do at Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, except with a pirate theme. And the packages are $29.95 to $34.95. So if you just got a hankering to be a pirate for Halloween, take a run over there. And we just missed National Talk Like a Pirate Day, by the way. Hey, this week, actually today, in Disneyland history, let's give you a little of that here. Sterling Holloway, the future voice of Winnie the Pooh at the time, signed his first contract with Walt Disney Music Company. The agreement ensured him the star status on all the recordings, unlike many of his contemporaries who performed uncredited. Let's see, 1961, the ABC TV series Walt Disney Presents aired for the very last time. And the following week, however, the series called Walt Disney's Wonderful World of Color, which is the one that I really recall, began to air on NBC. In 1995, a Golden Horseshoe Review reunion took place in the Wells Fargo Theater in California. And Wally Bogue, Fulton Burley, and Betty Taylor, who all starred in the Disneyland version of the show at the time, appeared. And, hey, that's about it for our kind of Halloween-themed news segment for today. And now, what I got coming up for you is I got the trailer for Frankenweenie. So here we go with that.
Sparky is a great dog, a great friend.
The best dog a kid could have.
When you lose someone you love, they never really leave you. He'll always beat in your heart.
I don't want him in my heart. I want him here with me.
The nervous system is just wires and cables. Even after death, the muscles respond to electricity.
Is alive!
You can't tell anyone. Promise?
Promise.
Victor brought an animal back to life.
With lightning and boom and Something big is gonna happen.
Who's responsible for this?
I just wanted my dog back.
We can do better. Bigger.
Rise, Colossus, from your tomb!
Cool.
Victor!
Let's go!
Hang on!
Mr. Whiskers is trying to tell us something.
Did you get that out of the litter box?
Oh my.
I need your help.
I asked him first.
My problem bigger.
Yeah, he's right.
I wanna go.
Park hopping fast, ride dropping, flying through space, mountain sky.
I wanna
Magical
go.
Dreaming, tower drop screaming. It's a spectacular night.
I wanna
Jungle
go.
Cruise roaring, Toy Story scoring. Electric night parade and my heart soaring.
I wanna
Everyone
go.
Dancing, fireworks. Let's go to Disney summer night out.
Genie
wishing, ice cream dishing, laughing, autographing tonight.
I wanna
Move
go.
A busting, pixie dusting, soaring high, clean out of sight.
I wanna
Water
go.
Falling, cannonballing, I think I hear the pirates calling. Teacups twirling, mountains splashing. Let's go to Disney summer night out.
Well, now I've got a little segment. It's a repeat. I have played it before. And it's an interview with Thurl Ravenscroft that was done on an Inside Disney program that he used to do on, where I believe it was on the Disney Channel. And I unfortunately do not have the name of the interviewer. And I do not believe he says his name during the bit of audio that I have here. And Thurl Ravenscroft, for those that don't know, he was probably the most famous thing he did was Tony the Tiger. And he did a number of other things. He used to do a lot of commercials. He was the deep voice in the Grim Grinning Ghost song that you hear in the Haunted Mansion. And he's a lot of fun to listen to on this interview. And he did the Headless Horseman song from Ichabod Crane, which I'm going to be playing for you a little later in the show. So this is kind of this isn't our Halloween show, but it's got a definite Halloween tilt to it. Hey, like I say, figure September the 14th is the beginning of the Halloween season, so I'm going to get you in the mood here. So here's the interview with Thurl Ravenscroft. It's great.
This was built back in 1963, but the ride didn't open for another 6 years. You see, they couldn't decide whether to make it funny or scary, so they just decided to do both. And right here is the guy who makes it both funny and scary. Excuse me, sir. I'm looking for a grim, grinning ghost.
You mean a grim, grinning ghost that comes out to socialize?
Oh, man, that deep voice is fantastic. I'm sitting next to a legend right here. That's right. This is Thurl Ravenscroft. He does most of the voices at Disneyland and Disney World. You've heard him all the time. Thurl, give me some of the voices that you've done here at the park.
Well, I'm the first mate, the voice of the first mate on the Mark Twain. And in the Bear Country Jamboree, I'm the old sourpuss on the wall, the buffalo head. Sing it, babe! Come on, sing it, babe! And I've done. I'm the parrot in the Enchanted Tiki Room.
Let me hear the parrot.
Well, we're going to show you all a trick now. We're going to make you all disappear.
You gotta love that. Now, there's also one voice that you've been doing for 45 years.
yeah.
What voice is that?
Well, I'm sure you've heard the guy who, if somebody says, Tony, are they any good? Tony says, good, they're great.
How many times have you guys heard that, right? They're great. You've heard that a million times. What other voices have you done?
Well, if you listen for a moment, you'll hear one of them.
A Disneyland Limited, now arriving from a trip around Walt Disney's Magic Kingdom.
What about Disney World?
Well, they use the same tracks.
Oh, they do?
Same tracks, yeah. And I thought they would undoubtedly use Japanese in Japan.
Sure.
But they wanted the original American, so my tapes are in all the rides. The only thing they use in Japan are directions. Then that's in Japanese. Otherwise, they use all of our tapes. Same thing.
You can't beat that. Were you born with that voice? Or was it a muscle that you had to develop?
You should have seen the expression on my mother's face when I said, Mama, Mama. Well, God gave me an unusual instrument. I had to learn how to use it. I studied for Grand Opera, and I was going to be a Grand Opera singer. So that, you know, helped me develop my voice. And then I found out I could have a lot more fun and make more money doing animals and working for Disney and doing Tony and et cetera. So I never went into opera.
Hey, Michael Jordan was born to leap, right? And you were born to do the characters.
I was born to do characters with a deep voice. In Hollywood, they call me the Lois. But I've never bothered to find out exactly what they mean.
What do you think? Show me how to get that voice.
You have to vocalize.
Okay.
As simple as that.
All right.
The harder you work lowering your voice, the deeper it'll get.
All right.
Try it. Mommy me mo moo.
Mame
me mo moo.
That's it.
Mame
me mo moo.
Mame me mo moo.
Mame me mo moo.
Not bad. Mame me mo moo.
Oh! I can't tell you, doing voices myself, how enjoyable it is to sit and talk with you. It's been great.
See the night in a whole new light.
We're gonna wake up everyone we know. We're gonna have some fun.
It's Summer Nightastic this summer at the Disneyland Resort.
Now gather around while I elucidate on what happens outside when it gets late. Along about midnight, the ghosts and banshees get together for their nightly jamborees. There's ghosts with horns and saucer eyes, and some with fangs about this size. Some short and fat, some tall and thin, and some don't even bother to wear their skin. I'm telling you, brother, it's a frightful sight to see what goes on in the night. When the spooks have a midnight jamboree, they break it up with fiendish glee. Ghosts are bad, but the one that's cursed is the headless horseman. He's the worst. When he goes a-jogging across the land, holding his noggin in his hand, demons take one look and groan and hit the road for parts unknown. There's no rat like a spook that's spurned. They don't like him and he's really burned. Swears to the longest day he's dead. He'd show them that he can get ahead. Oh, close all the windows, lock the doors. Unless you're careful, he'll get yours. Don't think he'll hesitate a bit, cause he'll flip your top if it'll fit. And he likes them little, likes them big. Park in the middle or a wig. Black or white or even red, the headless horseman needs a head. With a hip, hip and a clippity-clop, he's out looking for a head to chop. So don't stop to figure out a plan. You can't reason with a headless man.
Something new is waiting for you at Disneyland. It looks rather innocent, just a big old mansion. But there's a twist. You see, this mansion is haunted.
Greetings, curious mortals. I am your ghost host at the Disneyland Haunted Mansion. Why not make final arrangements to join us soon?
Well, Podketeers, as much as I'd like to figure out a way to stretch this out a little further, because I haven't even quite made it to 30 minutes yet. It's getting pretty late. It's almost 11 o'clock here in beautiful, sunny Southern California. And I'm just about out of things to say. I haven't been to the park, so I haven't got any park audio for you. Just a reprise of past park audio. So I can't really do much for you there. I have played some cool Disney commercials, one that I'd never played before. I actually found these on YouTube. They were old Disneyland commercials, and kind of embedded inside of some of the other ones was that last Paul Frees Haunted Mansion commercial, which, like I say, I had never noticed it before. I've had it on my computer for quite a while, but never picked it out. And so I'll be out at the park tomorrow, and I'll give you the latest and greatest on the Halloween stuff they've got up and all the goodies they got for sale. I have to pick up another pen for a friend of mine. He works out at CarMax. I promised to pick him up a pen, and I am a man of my word, so I'm going to get one of those. And I got to get over. Now, this isn't a Disney movie, but I got a hankering to go see Paranorman. You know, I kind of try to wait a little while after movies open and hear what people are saying about them, but it's doing pretty good, and I've heard some pretty good reviews, because I made the mistake of going to see Monster House, and that really wasn't a very good movie. I don't know if anybody saw that. It was kind of on the same order of about the same time of year, and I think the same people made it, I believe, same studio. But it, like I say, it didn't turn out to be too awful swell. Went to see Batman last week, so there's another one that I waited to see. But that was an excellent film. I liked that quite a bit. It's funny, I don't know if any of you fell for it, but my daughter was shocked to find out that Morgan Freeman had died, and even more shocked to find out that it wasn't true. And so we were glad to see that Morgan's still alive and kicking after we had just got done seeing him in the movie. So I'm just about out of things to say here. We're rolling up on just about 26 minutes, so I came pretty close to 30 minutes, which I try to at least give you 30 minutes every week. Once in a while, I go over an hour. I've had several shows over an hour. I had one close to an hour and a half. I don't know if I've ever gone over an hour and a half. I might have. Like I said, we're up to 63 shows now, so it wouldn't surprise me if one or two of these things had gone that long, because I've had a couple of them where I had a lot of clips for you. But most of my clips, you know, I don't know if I told you, I lost a hard drive a while back, and it was a 2 gigabyte hard drive, and a lot of my Disney clips were on it. Now, I've had to resurrect the clips. I was able to get maybe a third of my stuff off of the drive using different pieces of software, but I wasn't able to get all of it. I lost a lot of family photos and things that I didn't have backed up, so I learned my lesson now, and I've got everything backed up, so it's a bad way to learn your lesson, but I did. So if you haven't done it or you don't have it right now, make sure you have a good, kind of like a double backup. Have it backed up two different places. Because you never know when one of these drives is going to quit. The one that quit on me was brand new. It wasn't even 6 months old. And it quit. So just remember that. It was a Seagate drive, the one that quit on me also. So I don't think I'll be buying another Seagate drive. Alrighty. Well, you know, by the time I play all the legal mumbo-jumbo at the end of the show and the usual Gang of Five singing, we'll be really close to 30 minutes. So, hey, Podketeers, you all have a magical Disney week. And as I always tell you, we'll see you at the park.
Podketeer is in no way associated with the Walt Disney Company, or any of its affiliates. Any similarity to living persons, or Disney characters, without satirical purpose, or the act of reviewing a product, or reporting on an event, is entirely coincidental. This podcast is a production of Toys Etc. in Southern California, and is protected by a Creative Commons, Share Alike 3.0 license. To contact us at Podketeer, please email us at podketeer@earthlink.net.
If you have some of your own audio, or want to record your own Disneyland moment for a broadcast on Podketeer, send it in, and if it is appropriate, we may include it in a future show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Disneyland has now ended its normal operating day. We hope you've enjoyed your visit to the Magic Kingdom, and that you'll be back with us again soon. Drive carefully on your way home. Good night.
Yeah, folks. And me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Mickey.
Mickey?
Uh-huh?
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
Huh? Oh.
Now it's time to say good night to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
It's always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
Goodbye, everybody.
Remember,
we love you.
So long.
Be careful getting home.
Bye-bye.